Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. I am lovable. And so are you. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I really did say love your addiction. I know most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them, feel powerless over them, become sad at their effects, and struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now, today, finally remember who you really are, and that is pure and absolute magnificence. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, who you are denying yourself? I'm here today to offer you another possibility. What if you could see addictions through different eyes, your loving eyes? Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. And I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God. But there are many names for it, like Source, All That Is, Supreme Being, Universe, Higher Power. And it doesn't matter what we call it. Many have also forgotten that we're creators. Why have we created our addictions? Well, I believe that they are a magnificent tool for learning. Here in this third dimensional world, we've chosen to learn to experience our lives through polarities, like male and female, night and day, hot and cold. And I believe we are all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of our connection to our source, our God, our universe. Often we look for this love from our families. We don't get it because they can't give us what they don't have. And this leaves a mark on us as children. And oftentimes we think there's something wrong with us. However, I am here to guarantee you there is no thing wrong with any of us. We're not here to tackle our feelings of inadequacy alone by ourselves. In fact, we are all sons and daughters of a benevolent creator, and we need each other for support. My intention today for this program is that you open your hearts wide open and finally accept that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I really don't think anyone has dreamed of becoming the best addict. Remember, loving your addictions is about being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are. Last week, we looked at how do we choose addiction, and we talked a little bit about freedom from addiction and how it really works. Well, today we are going to be really looking at how does freedom from addiction really work? And I'm going to talk about 12 power steps. It's all about choice. When we accept our powerfulness, our lives change. And we're going to be looking at the 12 ways to make those changes, the 12 power steps. Are there only 12 ways? Absolutely not. But that's all that we have time for in this show. And by the way, if you would like a copy of the 12 power steps, email me at jude@judealbright.com and I will send you a copy. You can, if you have specific questions or comments, we would really enjoy your participation. And you can call in at 516-453-9181. 516-453-9181. You can also join us in the chat room, which is working now, and you can do that just by looking at your screen on the computer. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's get each other there by changing our thoughts and our beliefs. Okay, how does freedom from addiction really work? There are 12 power steps. And what these power steps really do is raise your vibration. And I have talked many, many times about how we are energy beings and how our vibrations determine what we attract in our lives. And I am taking the information about energy and vibrations from David Hawkins's Map of Consciousness from his book, Power versus Force. Now, when we are in a higher vibration, for example, of love and of peace, we vibrate at 500 and 600. However, when we are in an addictive mode and feeling hopeless or vengeful, we vibrate or anger, we vibrate at 150 all the way down to 20. So, it's all about choice. When we accept our powerfulness, our lives change. So, let's look at the first power step. And the first power step is, we accept that we are not, nor ever have been, powerless, like AA's first step proclaims. And AA proclaims, quote, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. We are powerless over no thing. Our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions create our life's situations. Step number two, we release our learned beliefs about being tainted, less than, unimportant, or worthless. And these beliefs are usually learned in early childhood. For example, we may have been told that we're stupid, or maybe we were physically abused. And I would ask you, to ask yourself this question. How did you decide to feel? Because if you decided that you were stupid or that you were worth being abused in any way, that was an open invitation for an addiction. Power step number three. We stop denying that we are hurting ourselves and our loved ones with addictive behaviors, and we embrace honesty. When we are in an addiction, we usually are very aware of it. We don't want to admit it. We want to deny it. And therefore, we cover it up. We lie. We make up stories. We make up things to try and make us feel better. That doesn't work. When we embrace full honesty, our lives totally change. Power step number four. We learn new ways of coping to feel better. And when we do, we start loving ourselves. Does an addiction make us feel better? Well, let's take the addiction to drugs and alcohol, because those are the common addictions. Initially, when we use them, does that make us feel better? The answer is yes and no. What it really does is sedate the hurt feelings that we are feeling. So, when we learn new ways of coping to feel better, we raise our vibrations up to acceptance and love and peace, and we can start loving ourselves. And when we love ourselves, there is no way we would consider sedating who we really are by an addiction of any sort. Power step number five, we understand that feelings create our thoughts, which create our beliefs, which create our experiences. Therefore, we are not powerless. We are powerful. However, as I mentioned in step two, if we are feeling that there is something wrong with us, it's going to create thoughts and beliefs which bring to us experiences that are going to prove that there is something wrong with us. We are not victims. Our feelings create our thoughts, which create our beliefs, which create our experiences. Power step number six, we choose, and choose is the magical word here. We choose to complete a physical body detox cleanse and learn how to eat healthy. Usually, when we are in an addiction, we not only have lowered our vibrations, but by lowering our vibrations, we are lowering what happens in our body. And so, power step number six is completing a physical body detox cleanse, and there are many of them available. And learning how to eat healthy is also something that we can learn by Googling it. and going to McDonald's and fast food restaurants, we are not eating healthily. Power step number 7. We choose to have a healthy support system. And by a healthy support system, that means people who are there to empower us, to support us in our recovery from whatever our addiction might be. That means we no longer hang out with the people that we were involved in addictive behaviors with. Power step number 8. We remove ourselves from toxic relationships and put ourselves first. Toxic relationships are anything that do not support us, that help us to keep our vibrations low. And addiction is a relationship. It actually is a love relationship where the addict puts the addiction as his or her main love being, as opposed to the actual people in his or her life who really love him or her. Number 9, the 9th power step, and many of you are not going to like this one. We stay away from family members who are active in their addictions. Addictions do run in families. We know that. By continuing to hang out with family members who are also addicted, they might not have the same addiction that we had, but by hanging out with them, we are saying that we are looking for their support system, and their support system is not healthy. Power step number 10. We find new friends who help to empower us, because we attract who we are, since like attracts like. Opposites do not attract. You attract who you are, what your beliefs are, and what you stand for. And people who are people who believe that they no longer want to be involved in addictions help to empower us. Power step number 11, and this is so important. We allow ourselves quiet time and extra sleep for healing. We heal in our sleep. So we allow ourselves quiet time. So often when we are in our addiction, we don't want to be alone. We don't want to be quiet. We've always got the TV going. We're always texting or on the phone or on the go, because when we're quiet, our unconscious ideas and beliefs make themselves known to us. And the main reason for using addictions is to stop the hurt feelings that we brought with us from childhood. We allow ourselves quiet time, and we become aware of the things that we say to ourselves. For example, in Power Step 2, where we learned our beliefs from early childhood and we were told that we were stupid, we might actually, in Power Step 11, allowing quiet time, we might actually become aware of the fact that we might be saying and validating to ourselves over and over again, I'm so stupid. Gosh, that was a stupid thing to do. Can anybody relate? And finally, the 12th power step is we get a pet so that we can receive and learn how to give unconditional love. Pets are the most beautiful beings who provide unconditional love to us, no matter who we are. They embrace us with their love, and they help us to raise our vibrations to one of acceptance, love, and peace. And remember what I said initially. When we raise our vibrations to those high vibrations, we no longer bring vibrational experiences that are harmful to us. So there you have the 12 power steps that really can bring you freedom. And they really do work when you apply them. And again, if you are interested in a PDF on these 12 power steps, email me at jude@judealbright.com and I will send you a copy. I'm going to ask you again, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? You can find out more answers and you can reach me, Jude Albright, at beingrecovered.net. beingrecovered.net. Where do your beliefs come from? Ask yourself those questions. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. I'm going to ask you to please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth, your love, your awareness, your forgiveness, and remember the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And here are some questions that you might ask yourself. What if you started believing that you are important enough, good enough, beautiful enough, and smart enough? Everything that you have done to make you wrong, will you now uncreate that? Please step into the love that you truly are and become responsible for that love. And I'm going to end with a quote from Mari Perone from A Course of Love. Quote, when you become aware of the personal self as a representation, you become aware of the self whom the personal self is representing. And with that, I send you loads of love. Stay beautiful. And bye for now.